history of rock and roll.
Vaudeville band was frolicking in sounds from the turn of the century, Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas was changing her style for 1966. One element, however, remained common to dancing in the streets, and her different treatment of Love Makes Me Do Foolish Things. She talked about that unifying force for the history of rock and roll.
Everything and every music has soul. If one will go as far back in time, you know, to when music was first understood, or recognized as music, there was soul. Different people have different souls. I had an occasion to watch a theater in Japan in February, and this is a kabuki opera, and I saw soul in their music. You can hear soul in a cantor's chant. You can hear soul in a lullaby to a baby, you know. We have to say that Motown has a black soul, and it's something that's great to be a part of.
Love, love, love makes me do foolish things, sit alone by the phone that never rings, hoping to hear you say you love me still, knowing you never will.
Love. 1966 saw the rise of an individual singer and composer, Neil Diamond, whose first hit was Solitary Man.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
Bobby Hebb's Sunny, which he wrote, became an instant standard. Within 2 years of its rise up the 66 charts, 112 versions of the song had been recorded. Petula Clark continued her hit streak that year with a song written by Tony Hatch, composer of many of her records. The song was My Love.
My Love.
The history of rock and roll continues its 1966 chart sweep with some words and a hit from Bobby Darin.
The most significant change has come about in the lyric content in terms of the musical scene over the past decade, which is about the time that I've been in the business, at least with some degree of recognition. And the hang-up is that there are only the same number of chords and notes, and there are just so many variations and mathematical formula that can be applied to the musical aspect, the melodic line, so to speak, or the chord structures. The lyric, therefore, represents the area in which the most dynamic change has occurred. For example, I think in 1958, which was when Splish Splash was a hit, I think that it was easy to have records like Splish Splash, which of course was a novelty, and it was intended as a put-on song. It was tongue-in-cheek and so forth. But the lyric generally of the songs in that era reflected a much simpler taste. At least it reflected a simpler taste on the part of the people who were programming records, on the part of the people who were kind of selecting the music that they thought the people listening wanted to hear.
The history of rock and roll.
If I were a carpenter, you were a lady, would you marry me?
If I Were a Carpenter was the 66 sound of Bobby Darin. The Ray Conniff Singers maintained the pop romantic tradition in 1966 with their pretty version of Somewhere My Love from the film Dr. Zhivago. Sinatra had been recording prior to 1966, but had little luck until she connected with producer-writer Lee Hazlewood, who launched her with a million-seller country pop song. The History of Rock and Roll asked Lee Hazlewood about country music.
Country music, in its simplest form, tells a story or completes an idea. And we all love stories. I don't care how hip that anybody pretends to be. I think if you don't like stories, I enjoy, the stories for children, fairy tales. I love them. I just like stories that begin and end. I guess, I even like a movie occasionally that ends happily. And one thing about country music, it does, getting back to that, expresses a thought or an idea that's complete. And it doesn't leave you hanging. You know exactly where you are with country music. You can't, when you're fooling around those three or four chords, you can't go very far. So you better make it, you better put it all in the lyric. Because the melody's going to have to be fairly simple.
In 1966, Madison Avenue had integrated the rock variety of pop music into commercials. The T-Bones turned the process around with an adaptation of the Alka-Seltzer theme called No Matter What Shape. From 67, which went from commercial success to success as another commercial, in a moment on the history of rock and roll.
The history of rock and roll.
Would As a result of an actual experience. A friend of mine was a DJ in San Bernardino, California, was doing a promotion for a hot dog stand and a hot air balloon. It was called Uncle Charlie's Hot Dog Stand or something like that. And so he asked me if I wanted to come out and ride in this balloon. So I went out and he took me up, and the sun was just going down when we went up. And we saw all the lights, and the balloon itself kind of lights up at night like a giant light bulb because of the flame that shoots up through the center of it. And it's a quite beautiful experience, and so I really wrote Up and Away as a direct result of that. I wrote it about 3 days later.
Composer Jim Webb discussing his first big hit recorded by the Fifth Dimension. 1966 was a good year for the Lovin' Spoonful. Daydream revealed another facet of this versatile quartet.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream.
The history of rock and roll.
With beautifully arranged songs such as their Pretty Ballerina. The Mamas and Papas were in full stride by this time. Mama Cass Elliott endeared herself to John Lennon with her interpretation of the Beatles' I Called Your Name.
I'm very lucky to be able to earn my living and a good living as something that I really enjoy doing. You know, it's like God's gift to me so that I don't have to go out and take a job that I don't like to do. You know, I'm very lucky. That's why I think anybody who thinks that they have any talent should try it, because it's a very pleasant way to earn a living. And it's nice to know that people respond to what you do.
I call your name, but you're not there. Was I to
Lind extended a metaphor into a hit in 66 with a pop folk song called Elusive Butterfly.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind, and it you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings across my dreams. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
The Hollies, who came over in the second wave of the British invasion of American pop music, are next on the Rockumentary.